children like to come forward now? And Jennifer Steffi will give the children's message.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you guys, and all of you can actually participate in this as well. How many of you have ever been lost? You can raise your hand. Probably most everyone. And,
not yet.
Yes, not yet. Well, when you were lost, did somebody come and find you? Just shake your head. No? Well, if they did come to find you and you were found and you weren't lost anymore, were you pretty happy and relieved that you were found?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, the verse that I'm going to teach you today talks about how you and I are lost in something, and that something is sin. So, the verse comes from Luke 19:10, and I have it up here because you guys can't see the verse here, can you? It's too small, right? Yeah. So I'm going to read it from my Bible. It says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Luke 19:10. So it says, for the Son of Man. Now the Son of Man is just another name for Jesus. So it says Jesus came. Jesus came down to earth and grew up, and he let some evil men nail him to a cross. Jesus gave his blood and died. So that, because he was seeking. Seeking just means to look. So Jesus was looking for those who were lost in sin, who didn't know him as their savior. And that was, he wanted to save them. He wants to save you from your sins. That's why he died on the cross. Because what was lost is you. You are lost in your sin if you do not know Jesus as your savior. So, if you have never asked Jesus to be your savior, the Bible says that if you tell God you know you have sinned and believe he did die on the cross, and not only that he died, but he came alive again, and that he did that so that you would be forgiven of your sins, that he will forgive your sins. But if you have asked him to be your savior, he wants you to be different. He wants you to show other people that you are different. Maybe before you ask him to be your savior, maybe you talk back to your mom a lot, or fought with other kids or your brothers and sisters a lot. But God wants you to change and be different so that other people can see that you know Jesus as your Savior and that you have Jesus inside you. So how about we all say the verse together? You guys think you can do that? So when we say the verse, we're going to say where it's found in the Bible first, Luke 19:10. Say the verse and then say where it's found again. You guys ready? Luke 19:10.
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Luke 19:10.
Alright, so there is a song that I'm going to teach you guys that goes with this verse. Do you guys like songs? Yes? No? Well, we're going to learn it anyway. It's a really fun song. So, there are motions, if I can get the music, there are motions that go with this song. So how about you guys stand up? You're going to have to stand up for these. So it says the verse, but first it starts out saying something a little bit different. So it goes, there's a mission, and you're going to put your hands on your hips, because superheroes have missions, right? They go on missions. So we're going to act like we're a superhero. For us all, you're going to act like you're going to everybody. And it's given. You're going to act like you're giving something. Given. By the chief. You're going to act like you're in the army. And the chief is God. And God has given each and every one of us a mission. And that is to tell. You're going to to tell other people about Jesus. That is your mission. And so when we do this, we're acting like we're Jesus on the cross. That's what we're representing. So you guys want to try that again? There's a mission for us all, and it's given by the chief. We're supposed to tell the world about him. There you go, good job. And then it goes to the verse, and it starts to spell. So it says, for the Son of Man came to, and we have signs to help you guys with this, S-E-E-K, and to S-A-V-E, what was L-O-S-T, to seek and to save what was lost. And then it just repeats that. Do you guys think you can do that? Yeah, you want to try?
Man came to S-E-E-K and S-A-V-E. speak and say with us. To speak and say with us.
They're giving you the same look the kids were giving us.
For us all, and is given by the sheep, we're supposed to tell the world about him. There's a mission for us all, and it's given by the sheep. We're supposed to tell the world about him. For the Son of Man came to S-E-E-K-S-A-V-E-O-L-O-S-T. To seek and save a lost. To seek and save a lost. He came to S-E-E-K-S-A-V-E-O-L-O-S-T. To seek and save a lost. To seek and save a lost.
Good job.
Well, we thank Jennifer and Shelly. Maybe we're just a little bit sleepy. I know I'm always behind with most of them. I'm with that. Is there going to be children's church? No? Okay. Dawn, do you want to hand out the treats? Or David? Okay. Sorry that we're having technical difficulties here. But Shelly Hicks is going to be giving the message. And she's with Child Evangelism Fellowship. I got my neighbor's coming here.
Good morning. My name is Shelly Heights, and I'm with Child Evangelism Fellowship in Schuylkill County. That's okay. I'm trying to find the mic, it doesn't work. When my boys were little, I loved to sing. And when my boys were small, they're now 22 and 19, but when they were little, they would say, "Oh, Mommy, you sing the best." And they would touch my cheek and, "Oh, Mommy, sing, sing." And then they hit their teens and they said, "Turn on the radio, Mom knows this song." Because they realized I really don't. I love to sing, but that doesn't mean I know how to very well. And I used to think, you know, if only I could sing really well, what an opportunity that would be. To get into the churches, you know, it would help my ministry. I lead singing at day camps and all the things that I do, and it's one of the hardest things because I know I can't carry two. So I thought if only I could sing, my ministry would be so much stronger and so much better. And then, you know, I got to thinking, if only my parents weren't divorced. You know, what would my life be like if my parents weren't divorced? If only. And I started to think about that, if only. And maybe you have if only in your life. If only I had finished school. If only I had gone to college. If only I had married someone different. If only my children knew the Lord. If only my grandchildren knew the Lord. And then what about Rahab? You remember, she leaned out, she lived in the wall of Jericho. And I thought, what about Rahab? Did she have a lonely moment too? Did she look out that wall and think, if only I were over there, that's where Israel is. I saw and I heard what their God can do. I want to be an Israelite. If only I were over there. If only I didn't live the life that I live. And what about the boy who offered his lunch to Jesus? What was it? Five loaves and two fish? Sorry if I have that switch. I tend to get those two mixed up. But either way, it was small. Did he take it to Jesus and think, if only I had more to give? See, he didn't know what would happen when he gave the little he had and put it into the hands of the master. He didn't know. He had no idea until Jesus did his miracle. The if only that we have in life can be disturbing and affect the way we live our lives. And the same thing is for the boys and girls. Those if only. our children. The world is a hard place for our children. National statistics. A child is abused or neglected every 35 seconds. So you people who like to do math, think about how many have been abused since you've been in church this morning. A child is born into poverty every 40 seconds. This is in the United States. A child dies before his or her first birthday every 19 minutes. The results of abuse and poverty and neglect have their effects on the lives of our children. It's how they view themselves, how they view others, and how they view God. Now that's the national statistics. Let's look at Schuylkill County. Schuylkill County is a leader in high school dropout rates. Schuylkill County has the third highest suicide rate in the state. Schuylkill County has the highest alcohol rate in the nation. 15% of children in Schuylkill County come from divorced households. And 8% of children born are to unwed teen mothers in Schuylkill County. Those are lots of reasons for children to have an only outlook on life. I taught a Good News Club in Shenandoah where a girl had the choice between coming to Good News Club or going to her friend's house and having supper. Because if she didn't go to her friend's house, she didn't eat. I wonder if she ever thought when she was eating supper, if only I had gone to Good News Club. Because she didn't know what would happen when she gave her life and put it in the hands of the Master. She didn't come long enough for us to build into her life and teach her that truth. The children in Schuylkill County are hurting. Lamentations, Jeremiah says, arise, cry out in the night as the watches in the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your children who faint from hunger at the head of every street. They were physically hungry, but at that time, God's word was removed from them. I believe they were not only hungry for food, they were spiritually hungry to hear about God. And it's the same today. Our children have no hope. That's why they're committing suicide. At a club we taught in the project in Coaldale, there was a boy, one boy who came. Out of all the children in the project, one boy came. And I believe God sent that boy. We found out that when his dad met a woman on the internet, he sent the kids to the grandparents' house. Now that's important. You need to remember that. He was the only one who was there. And Lauren Olson was a summer missionary like Jen. And she began to teach this boy about God's love for him and about the fact that Jesus died on the cross. God the Son died on the cross. And this boy looked at Lauren and he says, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't mean to be rude. He's so cute. He says, but what kind of God would kill his only son? And Lauren said, a God who loves you very much. And she led that little boy to know Jesus as a Savior. He will never think, if only someone had told me about Jesus. He will never have to think. He'll have a lot of if only. Because that night he got sent to his grandparents' house. And we never saw that boy again. But he'll never think, if only someone had told me about Jesus. That was at a 5-day club. And what you saw demonstrated here, that song and verse, was from a 5-day club. And that is Jen's ministry with CES. And she's going to tell you a little bit about that right now.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Just like Shelly said, what you just saw was what I actually do in 5-day clubs and what the other missionaries do in 5-day clubs. And they are, if you've ever heard of a VBS, they're kind of like mini VBS. They are about an hour and a half long, and the kids not only learn verses and songs like the one you just saw, they do learn about Bible lessons. And the gospel is in each Bible lesson that we teach, which is probably my favorite part about what CES does with those lessons. And they learn a new verse every day, and the gospel is just in every single thing we teach, which, like I said, is probably the best part of what CES does. So that is what I have been doing all summer long, mostly 5-day clubs and teaching in those. But I have been asked to raise for the summer $2,639 for my support.
I still have yet to raise $287.05, to be exact. This is my last week of ministry that I'll be helping out at, so this is one of the last churches that I'll be speaking at, and my last chance to raise that support. So if you would be able to help me with that, I would greatly appreciate it. If God does lead you to help support me and help support the ministry, I do have a basket with me, if they will want to put it, and they have, you have a basket in the back. I also have letters with me, if you would be interested in those. They're white, they look like this. At the bottom is a portion that's detachable to send in contributions. And whether you give a donation or send it in, if you do it by check, you can get a tax-deductible receipt with that. But just make sure that your name and your address is on the check so that they know where to send their receipt. So thank you for listening.
Matthew 18:14 says, "Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." And Charles Spurgeon, that great theologian, he taught this same truth. He said, "A child of 5, if properly instructed, can be as truly regenerated as an adult." CEF believes this truth also. The purpose of Child Evangelism Fellowship is to evangelize boys and girls with the Word of God, to disciple them in the Word of God, and to establish them in a local church for Christian living. Our goal is to see that the boys and girls go to church. We'd love to see them in your church. CEF is a worldwide organization in over 170 countries, reaching over 10 million children with the gospel each year. There are over 2,600 full-time workers, over 46,000 volunteers, and they've contacted over 8.5 million children and reached 3.2 million have made decisions for Christ. CEF sees the big picture. They recognize the hardness in life that causes our children to have if-only moments. But that's not always true of our churches. They have lost the vision of God's purpose to reach the children with the gospel. George Barna has a research company, Barna Research. He's a Christian, but his research company is respected in the secular world. He is just a highly respected researcher. And he said, "In my mind, children had always been a part of a package deal. We want to reach adults with the gospel and then help them mature in their faith in Christ. So we have accepted kids as a throw-in. Strategically, isn't it more important for us to equip adults so they can use their gifts and resources to advance the kingdom? That is our mindset. Let's reach the adults and the kids will come along." George Barney goes on to say, "No, no, no. In retrospect, my view was so far off the mark, I didn't miss the boat, I missed the entire ocean. Statistically, it is proven more families come to church because the children started first. If you reach the kids with the gospel, the families will come along." Pastor Kevin Roberts, he is the EC Church in Tamaqua, has said, "I look out at my congregation and I am amazed at the number of people who are there as a direct result of Good News Day Camp and Good News Club." Because he has people coming to his church because he is actively, and his church is actively involved in those two ministries. We have to reach our threefold purpose, to evangelize, disciple, and establish. We have the 5-day clubs, which Jen told you about. We have the mailbox club, which are Bible lessons. Children can do through the mail, they're free. And we have party clubs. You can do them at a holiday. And that's a great way to be an outreach in the community and do something special, to have like a Christmas party or an Easter party or a Valentine party, a back-to-school party. You can also do them every month, which we have one at the projects, one of the projects in Pottsville. We have a monthly party club where we minister to the boys and girls there, and I think we've had close to 70 children, not at one time, but have come through that club over the, from September through June. So it's a great outreach. The one that I really want to focus on right now, because we're coming up on it this fall, is the Good News Club program. And that is the one, the Good News Club ministers to the Bible clubs that minister to the children through school. There are 18,000, now this is a 2000 census statistic. I can't find this, I can't get a hold of 2010 when I did some research, so you know. But there's 18,202 children between the ages of 4 and 14 in Schuylkill County. And they need to hear the gospel. They need to know about Jesus. The probability of a child accepting Jesus as their Savior is most likely between the ages of 5 and 13. Once they hit 18, the chances of a person coming to know Christ drop to 6%. When they're between the ages of 4, 14, and 18, the chances of a person coming to know Christ are 4%. Between the ages of 5 and 13, the probability is 32%. Now, CEI has done some of their own research, and in all their classes, when we do adult training, they ask the adults, what age were you when you came to know Christ as Savior? You were between the ages of 5 and 14, raise your hand. And 85% have said that's when they came to know Christ as their Savior. So, we want to reach all of those children with the gospel. So I want you to just do with me, just imagine with me, that we reach all 18,000 children with the gospel. Now think, 10 years from now, when they're adults, what would it look like in law enforcement? What would it look like in the hospitals? If 85% of those 18,000 children become Christians, which statistically is proven, what would it look like in your community, in your schools, in your family? The difference, the impact, and then think 20 years beyond that, when the next generation comes, the impact would be tremendous. George Barna said, one of the greatest victories won by God's enemy has the ability to convince most people, even most Christians, that there is no war being waged. So we might as well relax, feel good, and enjoy life. That's a lie. Our children are hurting. We just had a girl at camp not that long ago who got taken from her parents because her mom put her in the dryer. They're hurting. They need to know there's hope. They need to know there's hope. Let's not relax. If the church and CEF work together, we can reach the boys and girls with the gospel. Child Evangelism Fellowship will do the training. We will teach you how to reach the children. You, as the church, supply the workers, the volunteers, because I can't do it. We're already going to lose two schools this fall because we don't have volunteers. Schuylkill Haven and North Schuylkill. We have the curriculum. We have 40 Bible lessons for 5 years, like a four-year cycle for 5 years, sitting at the office waiting to be borrowed, to be used. If you're able to help financially so that we can continue to get into the other schools, we have the program, the Good News Club program, it's already set up. You do the follow-up. The children who don't have a church home, oh, come and love them to the Lord. You are the one, we want to see your church full. We make sure everything is legal. There are 18 elementary schools in Schuylkill County. Currently we're in 12, but we're going to because we don't have home. Being a part of the Good News Club, I have to tell you, has been one of the greatest joys of my life. The laughter I had, these two were at day camp. I mean, the laughter and the joy that comes out of being at camp, I can't, and Good News Club, and the stories, you know, if I would just learn to write them all down. There are days, you know, when I laugh so hard I can't even look at the kids because they just distract me. They're so cute. And they're so precious to watch. And the little boy, yeah, you. Yep. They get a point if I forget to wear my name tag. And every first day I forget my name tag. He knows. Yeah, so they get a point to go shopping on Friday. Together, we can reach the elementary schools. We can reach the children to evangelize them. We can then, once they're evangelized, once you get to know the family, you then as a church have an opportunity to go in and disciple that family in the Word of God. And then establish them in your church. I want you to just indulge me for a minute. I want you to close your eyes. And I just want you to listen carefully. Can you hear the children? Yeah. Can you imagine your church, your pews full? The laughter of the children everywhere. Those ones that were parading through. Can you imagine that the church was just full around of the boys and girls parading through? The pews wiggling, creaking. The voices lifted in praise to our God. It can happen. I believe it can happen. God's word says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is the great mission. That's a command. He doesn't say if you feel like it. He doesn't say go tell the adults. He says tell them all. We can't do it alone, but we can do it together. The children of Swindle County should never have to say that if only someone had told me about Jesus. They might have many other if only in their life, but that should not be one of them, ever. They should know, and there are boys and girls in Swindle County who do not know the name of Jesus except for a curse word. Let's change that. We can do that together. I brought with me, there's a paper here that says if only has our contact information on it. But then there's one, if you're interested in becoming involved at all as a club administrator, if you're a person who's great at organizing and keeping things going and turning in reports and stuff, that would be the spot for you. If you love to teach the Bible lesson and share God's word with children, check that box. If you're a singer, yay, singer, you can come and lead music. If you just want to help, check that spot. And let me remind you, I just read in my devotion this week, Moses was 80 years old and his brother Aaron, 83, when they led the people out of Egypt. You're not too old to come and love the children to the Lord, to make them snacks, to help them get their coat, to walk them to the bathroom. If you are interested in any way in praying for the ministry, see Jen and I in the back and take something with you. If you don't do it, who will? Thank you.
Thank you. Imagine the impact. The statistics are very grim for our county, but there is hope, and it's the hope that's inside us as believers. The hope in Jesus. And I pray that we all take this to heart and think about what we can do to help. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.